I'm very pleased that we have now got the meeting with the Ministry of Justice, and particularly so that we're meeting with the Secretary of State. I secured a meeting with a minister and requested that other MPs who've also had cases like this come along. So delighted that we are getting that opportunity, and certainly all of us will be really pressing as hard as we can with Michael Gove that there needs to be some changes so that the victims of these awful crimes of criminal driving that are so tragic, that they actually get justice.
I guess having that one-to-one meeting, so to speak, all sat down in one room talking about it directly to Michael Gove is hopefully going to have an impact.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, clearly we've been campaigning now for the last few years, very much doing so together, cross-party, having been brought together with these really dreadful cases of having families torn apart by these crimes. So we will be representing those families as strongly as we can and making clear with some of the examples of these cases that in far too many instances, justice simply is not done, and the severity of these crimes and the appalling devastation that they cause is simply not reflected, and we have to see changes so that stops being the case.
And of course, as well, you know, obviously you're representing your constituents, the case of Jamie Still, and yet 5 years down the line, I approach you and tell you about the case of Joseph Brown Larty, that this isn't going away, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, I heard about Joseph's case and have spoken to Joseph's MP, Liz McInnes, about this. It's another deeply shocking, distressing case, and absolutely unimaginable what his family and his partner have gone through. So we simply can't go on having these sorts of cases where justice simply isn't done. And that's the message. We have to put this right so that, you know, in these sad cases, when they do rarely happen, people will face justice. But of course, just as importantly, to send out a clear message that if you behave in a criminally reckless way behind the wheel of a car, then you are turning that into a weapon that will kill people, and you need to be punished sufficiently for that sort of a crime.
So what format will the meeting take today?
Well, clearly we have an opportunity to put our case forward, but we're also hoping to hear from the Secretary of State the kind of changes that they are considering making. You know, in the end, that's what we've been doing. We've been campaigning. There has been this review, of course. So, you know, at some stage we will be looking forward to hearing what changes will be made, whether we'll hear about any of those today or not. We don't yet know, but certainly we will continue to push for them, and we will both press our case and also listen to see what Michael Gove has to say.
It's the pushing, isn't it? It's the pressure now from campaigns and from MPs to put that pressure on the government and say, now's the time for change.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we have been campaigning together in a concerted way, and it's been great to get great support from yourselves at Key 103. And, you know, together, if we keep campaigning, we will get some changes. We hope that we're on the verge of those. But certainly it is, in the end, only through campaigning. It's through the courage of these families, these partners and these friends who've been supportive of the campaigns up and down the country, who have decided, even though they've been failed by the justice system, to campaign for changes so that other families don't have to go through the same awful treatment and lack of justice. And then we as MPs have worked with them. And then, you know, the media and others, general public, have got behind it. So we've just got to keep going and keep highlighting this to make it clear that we do have to have changes to stop this injustice happening to victims and their families in these awful cases.